This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Bahrain will not allow the importation of Israeli goods produced in settlements in occupied Palestinian territory, state news agency BNA reported. This disavowed comments made by the Gulf States trade minister earlier this week. Bahrain's industry, commerce, and tourism minister had voiced openness to settlement imports, adding that Bahrain would make no distinction between products produced in Israel or in the occupied West Bank and Golan Heights. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates formalized ties with Israel on September 15th in a U.S.-sponsored deal. Both Bahrain and the UAE said the deal was possible because Israel had shelved a plan to annex West Bank settlements. Most world powers deem the settlements to be illegal. Palestinians want to establish an independent state in the West Bank and Gaza, with East Jerusalem as its capital. But the issue of Jewish settlements on land captured by Israel in 1967 has long been a stumbling block in the peace process. Indonesia's anti-graft agency named Social Affairs Minister Juliari Butabara on Sunday as a suspect in a million-dollar bribery case, along with four others, and President Joko Widodo warned officials against misuse of public funds. Butabara is the second cabinet minister to be designated a suspect by the Corruption Eradication Commission over the last few weeks, following a fisheries minister. He and two officials are suspected of taking bribes over the procurement of goods worth $420 million to be distributed as COVID-19 social assistance packages, according to the chief of the agency. Some suspects were arrested in a sting operation on Saturday in the capital, Jakarta, where the agency found a store of cash worth more than $1 million. Widodo said he had continually warned ministers and regional leaders to avoid corruption and graft. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court ruling has strengthened calls to establish an independent mechanism for complaints against police. The ruling comes amid intense outcry at home and abroad over alleged arbitrary arrests and excessive police use of force. Hong Kong police have been criticized for their actions during widespread anti-government protests that gripped Hong Kong last year. Officers used tear gas, water cannons, pepper spray, and batons to disperse the protesters. On November 29th, the Court of First Instance ruled in favor of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, saying the existing system is inadequate for investigating complaints against the police violations of the city's Bill of Rights on torture and cruel treatment. The court also said police violating Hong Kong's Bill of Rights by failing to require anti-riot officers to display their numbered badges during the protests. Beijing has confirmed that it is drafting a list of pro-independence advocates in Taiwan. It's a move that some observers say reveals the Chinese government's intention to criminalize what it calls Taiwan secessionists after an anti-secession example had been set in Hong Kong. A pro-China newspaper in Hong Kong in mid-November first reported Beijing's plan to draft the list of names, saying those who blatantly support the separation of Taiwan from China will be punished under Chinese laws. In accordance with China's constitution and its criminal and national security laws, the penalty for offenses of secession is set at a minimum of 3 years to life in prison. The punishment is now extended to the people of Hong Kong, after China's top legislature unilaterally enacted a new national security law for the city in July. Striking Peruvian workers temporarily erected new blockades on the Pan-American Highway on Saturday, a day after they had ended a five-day blockage following the shelving of a controversial agricultural law. The workers are demanding that agro-exporting companies raise their salaries from $11 to $18 a day. They use rocks, burning tires, and an overturned minivan to block the highway. The blockage began shortly before noon. Within minutes, buses carrying some 200 police arrived, and 3 hours later, the protesters dispersed. On Thursday, police opened fire on a group of protesting farm workers, killing one worker in the first labor dispute confronting President Francisco Sagasti since the centrist politician took office 3 weeks ago. Workers had cheered word Friday that Peru's Congress, at the president's behest, had replaced a law that gave exporters tax breaks but kept wages at a level workers considered low. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.